from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. It is the Corinthians 1, chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love. You see, he's talking about someone in his position, that he can do all of that, but he doesn't have love to others. I am nothing, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, referring to the martyrs, but have not love, it profits me nothing. So if we don't have love and we can be almost saints, we benefit nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil. He's talking about love. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then he will continue to talk about love. I will leave it to you so you can read it on your own. But at the end of the chapter, the last verse, St. Paul says, and now abide faith, hope, love. The three, faith, hope, love. The three, but the greatest of these is love. Glory to God. Why do I use those few verses to talk about preparing the lesson for the Sunday school? I'm not going to talk about love. You have many lecturers, and you learned a lot about love in Sunday school. Or we can talk about it another time. The reason I read it, because being a Sunday school servant, all of those things don't mean anything. Being a good teacher means nothing if we don't love our children. Okay, we serve because we love them, and with love comes a responsibility.
And we love God first.
Yeah, we love God first, that's for sure. Yeah, but we also, when we talk about the children that we serve, we don't expect anything from them. We serve them because we love them. Okay. And because we love them, we expect them to grow into loving God themselves. And as I mentioned, with love comes responsibility. Yeah. I want to emphasize that very much, because sometimes we forget it. We are responsible for those kids. And as you will grow up, you will regret the day that you ignored someone that needed your love. I assure you, there will be situations where you said, oh my gosh, I ignored this boy, or I didn't pay attention to this girl. Look at what happened to her. Okay. So I hope that you don't face that situation. But we are always weak, but if we keep it in just in front of us, that we love those kids. They may behave badly, but we still love them. Okay. A mother doesn't ignore her child even if he behaves badly. Our relationship to them, it's almost like the love of a mother to her child. In any case, we will focus today on how to prepare the lesson. Uncle Osama told me that you need some guidance in preparing the lesson.
Actually, it was Uncle Milad.
Okay.
He told me.
So, with your permission, okay, I'm supposed to speak today and next week, right? Okay. I'm going to speak today, and you will speak next week. Okay, so I'm warning you from now that, no, it's not open discussion.
Not open discussion. No,
that's what I do with the teachers' preparation. Is I teach 1 week, and they prepare the lesson the following week. So you are going to prepare a lesson, and we will discuss it together next week.
Okay.
You're
gonna prepare the same lesson?
In your case, I will leave it up to you. You select the lesson that you want to present, and you will select the lesson. I usually assign a grade level to each student, but since you teach already, so if you teach fifth grade, might as well prepare a lesson for fifth grade. If you want to prepare the lesson that you will teach next Sunday, that's fine. So it's up to you. You pick up the lesson, and you will come and present it here, and we will discuss how. I don't want to say that we will critique, but we will learn from the way you prepare the lesson. Okay. You will do much better for the teacher's preparation class. There is always, we always have this issue. We prepare the lesson to our peers. First time we try to prepare a lesson, I may be teaching first grade, I end up preparing a lesson for young people. Okay, but you have the experience, so I don't think that will be the issue with you. But you will benefit from the discussion. I will first talk about our responsibilities and goals when we prepare the lesson, or as Sunday school teachers in general. Okay, we mentioned love, so I will not talk about that. You have a main goal in life with the kids, is that each lesson you should bring them closer to God. Just keep it in mind. Your purpose in giving them the lesson is to bring them closer to God. You will say, how does that happen? Just the little thing that you teach them, you will give, say, you will teach them how to pray, or you will teach them how to read the Bible, okay, or you will teach them how to fast. You will say, okay, I taught them all of those things in the first year. What we will do the next year? Yeah, you will teach them again how to pray. You will teach them again how to read the Bible and understand it more. Fasting, you may have started them. Little kids, we usually don't let them fast as much as we do, so little bit at a time. Yeah. Yeah. So there's always the need, even for us, if we don't grow closer to God, we end up, what will happen? We get further away. So there's no standstill. There's always the need to grow. I use an example of the tree. What happened if the tree doesn't grow? Have you ever seen a living tree that doesn't grow? It could be 200 years old, right? But still grows. This is the case with our spiritual life. It either grows or we die. Okay. So you need to put that in front of you when you prepare the lesson. Am I getting them closer to God? I'm giving them enough material or practice or helping them. They may need help. They may not need to be taught. They may need someone to hold their hand. They may have a problem. So that's why we stopped for a long time talking about Sunday school teachers. We replaced it by Sunday school servants, because it is definitely more than teaching. Yeah? So we want to bring them closer to God. You need to show them that you love them. Okay? We agreed from the beginning that being a Sunday school servant, we need to love them. We need to show them that we love them. We need to pray for them. Okay, yeah? So it's a good idea that you have their names when you say your evening prayer before you go to bed, and pray for each one of them by name. I emphasize the Bible reading. Bible reading.
With the children?
Okay, in general. For us, with the children, in your lesson, make the Bible always available. So the first thing we agree on when we start the teacher's preparation class is to get to the habit of reading the Bible every day. I would like you to start with the kids into this habit. Okay. Luckily, they have the children's Bible. If they don't read, their parents should read for them. Get them into. If you get them in the habit of reading the Bible every day, they will never quit. Remember, as you get older, you get busier, and you don't have time to do everything. But if you develop certain habits when you are young, those stay with you. Okay. So make sure that you get them to read the Bible. You read the Bible with them. Give them practice when they go home to read the Bible. Yeah. when we get into the outline for the lesson may have nothing to do with the Bible. You may be talking, you may be giving them a story about a saint. Yeah. I mean, not all the lessons are from the Bible. Yeah. Even if the lesson is not from the Bible, related to the Bible. So keep that in mind, that you get them used to reading the Bible every day, encourage their parents to read the Bible for them if they are young, get them the children Bible with the pictures so they get used to it. If you get them started into that habit, believe me, that the best thing you would have given them. The next point is grow with them spiritually. Okay. Because sometimes we forget ourselves. We take care of the kids. We put a lot of effort in helping them grow, but we forget ourselves. I remember Pop Shenouda. I knew him when he was a Sunday school teacher. He used to tell us, you know, what happens to, you may have heard me tell you this story because I use it a lot. He said, do you know what happened to the Sunday school teacher that takes care of his kids, but he forgets himself? It's like a traffic policeman, someone is controlling the traffic at an intersection. Yeah. In Egypt, we didn't have traffic lights in that time. It was 60 years ago. So there was a traffic policeman at each intersection that directs the traffic. So he said, the Sunday school teacher that takes care of his kids, it's like the traffic policeman sitting at the intersection and telling everyone this way to heaven. Yeah. And the kids pass by him, going straight to heaven. Where is he going?
He's still standing there.
He's standing there. Okay. So this is important, is that we don't forget about ourselves. The last point is don't send them home empty-handed. Okay? Give them something to take home. Give them something that will get their parents involved with them. You spend with them maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes if they are a little bit older. Yeah, that's not enough. We need to get the parents involved. And it is not, unfortunately, it is not the parents' responsibility. It is our responsibility. So don't send them home empty-handed. So those 6 points you need to keep in mind before you sit and prepare the lesson. I will repeat them quickly. Our love. Goal, love is everything. Yeah. Love, we serve because we love them. If we don't love them, might as well stop at this point because it is a responsibility. I have seen kids that were really, I hate to say the word nasty, that they had no future. That the Sunday school teacher made a big difference. Okay. Some of them are bishops today because of their Sunday school teacher. They grew up in an environment that was not close to church, and they were able to pick them up, take care of them, love them, and look at what happened. You'll be surprised. You'll see miracles. And you will see cases where you feel that I didn't do my job, I didn't love them enough. That's why it's too late to bring them to share. So quickly, we want to bring them closer to God. This is our goal, to love them, to show them that we love them, to pray for them. Okay? You pray with them in class, but you need to pray for them individually, each one. You read the Bible with them and encourage them to read the Bible. Take care of ourselves. Okay. We help them grow spiritually. We need to grow with them. This is one of the advantage of Sunday school servant. Why do I teach Sunday school when I'm at this age? Because it forces me to help myself. Each lesson I prepare, I benefit from it. So grow with them, and don't send them home empty-handed. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is the beneficial for kids of taking care of myself?
Say that again louder.
What is the beneficial for kids from taking care of myself?
What do I benefit?
Yes, I'm gonna attend with nafsi. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Kids, istafadu
eh? Oh, if you take care of yourself, what would the kids benefit?
Yeah. You get the benefit.
Okay. When we get to the outline of the lesson, I'm going to answer this. Okay. It's a very important point. I will show you what will you benefit. Okay. If you don't benefit, might as well quit. As I told you, I have been teaching Sunday school for about 50 plus years. Okay, sorry to say it. Okay. And when I looked at what I'm going to talk about today, I probably taught this lesson 20, 30 times. Okay. But I looked at what I prepared before and I added to it. And I benefited from the exercise. Yes.
And the same point, few challenges with
Abel Khaddam.
Especially mothers. And I had a challenge with my own kids.
Yes.
It's very
it's different.
يعني
مختلفة.
عمري ما بشوف العيال اللي في الكلاس كويسين وان ذا سيم تايم عيالي كويسين، دايما حد فيهم كويس وحد فيهم مش كويس.
ما دي طبيعة الحياة.
بس انا ما اعرفش بتيكي از مسج بتيكي بيرسونالي بتيكي سو سنسيتيف، بس لما بشوف ماي اون كيدز فيهم مشكلة بحس ان انا يعني هو مين الاولى؟ يعني ماي اون كيدز
It is the priority. It is the priority. Okay. To answer your question, I love reading. If you give me 100 books, I always have 100 books in front of me that I would like to read. Do I have time to read 100 books? So I have to prioritize it. The books that are more interesting or more important, they are on top. You'll not be able to read the 100 books. Okay. So you have your children and you have
kids.
All of my kids.
I know. Yeah, no. You have your children and you have the other people's children. And you have limited time. You can't solve all their problems. Okay. So you have to prioritize what's needed. It doesn't mean that your children will have higher priority. Okay. Because your children maybe they are missing their prayer. Okay, so you need to pray with them. But again, that requires time. But your class, you have someone that you feel that he's totally lost. Okay. His family is not close to the church. He doesn't come to church. He doesn't want to come to Sunday school. What will happen in the future for that kid? We will lose him completely. But you love him as much as you love your kid. So my opinion, okay, is I allow my child to skip prayer one night so I can go and bring these kids to church or go visit him. It may be difficult. It is a responsibility. It is a responsibility. Yeah, but don't forget, you committed yourself to it.
Maybe it will affect her kids if they need.
You have limited time. Yeah, you have only 2 hours after work. Yeah. If you ignore your kids a little bit, it's not the end of the world. You will do that much, Rabbana will do that much. Rabbana hayikammel. Okay? Rabbana hayikammel. It you have to evaluate it. لو لقيتي عيل رمى نفسه في النار مش هتسيبي اولادك وتجري تنقذيه؟ مش معنى كده انك انت اهملتي اولادك. That's why being a Sunday school teacher or a Sunday school servant, it is a big responsibility, and I'm not saying that the family will sacrifice, but someone will sacrifice. You may need to sleep 1 hour late to prepare the lesson after your own children go to bed, after you take care of them and you read the Bible with them and you take care of them, then you sleep late to prepare the lesson. It is difficult, but believe me, it is rewarding. It is rewarding. The question that she asked, as I mentioned, I will answer it when we get into the outline of preparing the lesson itself. Very quickly, as an introduction to preparing the lesson, we divide the people, the children, usually roughly in 3 groups.
And you being teacher, you will help me.
Little kids, they like to memorize. Usually, like first through fourth grade, it's very easy for them to memorize, and they love to memorize. You may have noticed they memorize hymns very quickly. They memorize verses from the Bible very quickly. So we need to take advantage of that. Someone written at one time, the New York Times is probably one of the best newspapers in the country, and its vocabulary that the editors use is limited to about 2,000 words. You know how big the vocabulary of the English language, but they are limited to use 2,000 words. And my understanding, a kid that's 2 for 3 years of age memorize that many words by the time he or she is 3 years old. So kids at that age memorize, this is the time to take advantage of that and help them to memorize verses. Kids that are a little bit older, like from 5th to 8th grade, they like to understand. So we need to explain things to them. We need to, they are mature enough that we will be able to explain things to them. Okay. Younger kids, we give them facts. Facts that we would like to stay with them forever. When it comes to a little bit older kids, we give them the facts, but we can explain it to them. The challenge comes to older kids, high school kids, that they will question. Okay? They will not, we always teach the little kids about Our Lady, the Virgin Mary. They take it as a fact, right? Let me get you a kid that's 18 years of age that have not been in church and try to convince him what does it mean, Our Lady, the Virgin Mary. Yeah. And things get more complicated when we talk about incarnation, the fact that God came and became man, will heaven. Yeah. So if you don't teach the kids the basic things when they are little, it becomes more difficult when they get older. So the younger kids, will, I use the word what, just teach them facts. Teach them about, for example, many people will tell me, how do we teach the kids about God and the fact that Jesus is God? Okay, a 6 years old kid, you can't sit down and explain to him philosophically what is the relationship between the humanity of Jesus and his divinity. But you can teach him that, how. It's very simple, and you do it all the time. You talk, when you talk about one of the miracles, for example, or one of the parables, just by exchanging the word of God with the word of Jesus while you are teaching the lesson, sometimes you refer to him as God, sometimes you refer to him as Jesus. The little kid will pick it right away and it will stick with him. He will grow. He doesn't differentiate between them. He grows knowing, yeah, when you talk about Jesus, you talk about God. Did you teach him anything? You didn't sit down and let me explain to you God is and Jesus is and the incarnation is and all the work of Athanasius and the difficult stuff. He doesn't need that. Just by exchanging those words, use the word God and the word Jesus. Just during the lesson, sometimes you talk about him as, and God said something. Jesus did something. They know that it is the same person. So little kids, they need to learn facts. We teach them what. The younger kids, junior high, before they become in high school, you need to teach them how. This is the time that they can understand things, how to fast and how to pray. It's not that the little kids will not pray or fast, but the little kids will take it as a fact that mom told me I will pray. The little bit older, they will know now how to pray and what is the importance of prayer and how to benefit from prayer. Yeah, unfortunately for the older kids, they will always have why. Why do you want me to fast? Why do you want me to read the Bible? Why do you want me to believe what you are saying? So it becomes a challenge.
And some of them return often.
They want to reason. They want to reason.
من أول بقى إحنا ليه أصلاً بنقلع شو إحنا داخلين نتناول يعني بيرجعوا كل الفاكتس وعايزين reason for each single fact they know.
Yes, yes. Which is good. It's not bad. I mean, that's how we progressed as far as a civilization. If we didn't ask why, we would be probably still living in a cave. But we look at things. That's the difference between us and animals, is that we ask why, so we start to investigate things and we learn things about physics and so on. Okay. But in preparing the lesson, we have to keep that in mind. Okay. The last thing, which is the main lesson, is what are the main elements of a lesson? Okay. And there are 6 or 7, not much, but each of them is very important. The first one is that you should have an objective for the lesson. Okay. You should have an objective for the lesson. Before I get into the details, reading the lesson in the curriculum is not enough. Actually, Uncle Osama remembers when he was a new Sunday school teacher. I never gave them a written lesson. I wanted them to prepare the lesson themselves. I gave them just an outline or a hint of what they need to prepare. Yeah. So it's very important that you prepare the lesson yourself. Use the lesson in the curriculum as guidance, as one of the references, but you prepare the lesson yourself. So before you prepare the lesson, define what is your objective from that particular lesson. What do you want the kids to learn? Okay. It has to be focused and well defined. Otherwise, you will end up teaching them something, but not necessarily helping them with all the things we talked about before. Good, so identify the objective. Number two, always include some kind of a Bible reading. One way or another, start your lesson by reading the Bible. Even a few verses that will be related to the lesson, to get them to the habit that their life goes around the Bible. Then you put the notes that you are going to talk about. So we identify the objective. It's just one line, or it could be one word. Okay, I want the kids to go home knowing how to pray the Lord's Prayer. That could be our objective. Okay. You will read a few verses from the Bible about prayer, and then the body of your lesson that day will be reciting the Lord's Prayer with them. Okay. The little kids will memorize it very quickly. You may not finish it in 1 week, but let's say it takes 2 or 3 weeks, but that will be the body of your lesson. If they are older, then the lesson will be more in depth, and understanding each phrase of the Bible, of the Lord's Prayer. Or if it is a story of a saint, so that would be the body of your lesson. Some people like to write the lesson exactly the way that they are going to teach it, but never read it. Okay, I prefer just notes so I don't forget. Okay, never read in front of the children; they will lose your eye a lot. Yeah, you need the eye contact, you need them to be involved with you. You need some kind of a discussion.
بحاول اشوف حاجه هم يقدروا يستوعبوها
بالظبط
لان هم مش
بالظبط
يعني لو مثلا حد يغسل حنفيه بس كان زمان ما فيش حنفيه بس لو انا قلت له انه كان في حنفيه هل انا صح ان انا
لا انت صح انت you can relate you can relate to them yeah you can relate to them المن مثلا هم مش عارفه هو المن يعني yeah, you have to explain it to them they'll urbana, they'll pancake, they'll something. لا العيال الصغيرين هيصدقوك ان الكنيسه فيها ملائكه فيها قديسين احنا عارفين ان القديسين احنا عارفين ان القديسين بيحضروا القداس معانا يس يس يا لو ابتديت الحكايه دي في ولد عنده 16 17 سنه هيضحك عليك لكن لما واحنا عيال صغيرين في قصص بتوري ازاي القديسين بيحضروا القداس معانا القداس بالذات it is a relationship between earth and heaven يعني احنا نفسنا we are elevated into heaven فالقديسين بيبقى معانا
لكن
الوسيله
دي كده ما
بتبقاش غلط لا مش غلط بس لازم تبتدي من العيال الصغيرين لان العيال الكبار مش هيصدقوك yeah I wanted to say something
لما نتكلم عن تحضير الدرس
yeah okay so you prepare the lesson the way you want it just outline or if you prefer writing exactly what you are going to talk about but make sure don't read it then one of the things that they will take home with is a Bible verse related to the lesson yeah. and usually a short verse preferably they can memorize while you are there or give it to them to memorize when they go home. Then give them something to practice. Okay. Always try to give them something to practice. Related to the lesson. يعني لو مثلا ممكن picture coloring yeah with the little kids picture yeah. coloring
احنا بندي pray school احنا بندي pray school فالpray school احنا مش نقدر حتى نقدر ما نقدرش نقرا معهم الايدين ما نقدرش ما بياخدوش كتير يعني هم مش بياخدوا كتير هنقدر نعمل لهم ايه يعني
preschool. Okay. Anna, I'm the worst teacher for preschool. We used to have. Here is one of the best. Okay. And Tant Sraya was also a good preschool. the coloring is the picture coloring is the best thing for puzzle. Yeah, teratir. Yeah, teratir.
And the story.
Stories always for little kids. Always try to get a story related to the lesson.
بالظبط كده لان دي بتخش في مخهم كانوا زمان بيقولوا لنا الدكه دي كانت الحمار ومش عارفه ايه راكب عليه فهي كبرنا على كده كبرنا ان الدكه دي كانت حمار زمان او هي ما كانتش حمار هو بس الساندس كنتش كان بيمثل ان دي كانت حمار وركب عليها ومسيح جه بس هي خلاص لزقت فاحنا ما بنيجي بالاكت هي دي اللي بتخش دماغ
No, I taught every level from young people to older people. I never succeeded in teaching a preschool class. It requires special skills. But yeah, activities and memorizing is the best thing. Then the last thing is give them something to take home. Okay. Always, especially if you can get the parents involved. It could be an exercise. It could be a Bible reading assignment. If they are older kids, with the internet now, you can get them to do research. So always give them something to go home with. Okay. The last thing is related to questions. And questions are very important. And when you prepare the lesson, you need to prepare two sets of questions. The first set of questions is questions that you are going to ask them to make sure that they are involved and that they achieved what your objective was, that they understood the lesson, which could be at the end of the lesson or during the lesson. You tell them, we learned so and so. Who said what you talked about? So the kids will say, Jesus said so, or St. Paul said so, or St. George said so. So questions to make sure that they got an understanding of the lesson and you achieved your objective. The second set of questions, which is very important, are questions that you expect them to ask you. It's very good to be prepared. So you put yourself in their shoes at their age and write a set of questions that you expect them to ask you. So you will be prepared to answer them. It's very embarrassing if they ask you a question that you don't know the answer. I always wanted to say, it's better to say, I don't know the answer, I'm going to ask Abuna, or I'm going to ask Uncle Milad, or I'm going to ask so-and-so, rather than give them the wrong answer. Never give them the wrong answer. A senior teacher at one time told me that this is really a wrong approach if I say, I don't know.
Wow.
Are you I don't know. Well, I'm not, I need to be sure. I'm not a teacher by a profession.
يجولي وسي اديني وقت اشوف اتاكد من الاجابه انا ما قلتش انا مش عارفاها بس انا قلت اديني وقت اتاكد من الاجابه واجي لك تاني واديك الاجابه بس ما بقول يعني ما فيهاش مشكله ما تعلمناش كده احنا تعلمنا you can say that you can say give me time to give you the right answer and then you go back and get I find out this is right answer
because the first feeling no I have to answer it
I can't.
Never give an answer that's wrong or you are not sure. Okay. Now the young lady that was sitting here. It's now time for me to answer her question. How do we benefit from the whole thing? Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
You said the main goal of preparing the lesson is to bring the children more closer
to God.
But we're preparing the lessons and we're trying to emphasize the spiritual points that will grow, help children
help
to
grow.
But how can we know as teachers that these words really touch them?
How do we know the teacher or the kid?
The words really, يعني ابن كلمة لسه فعلا وصلهم أو المال يعني نحن خلاص.
Through the questions.
هتساعدهم هم يقربوا فعلا أكتر.
Through the questions that you ask them. Let us say we are talking about Holy Communion. You will feel that the kids are anxious to go. Get Holy Communion. When they are young, they will take it for granted. When they are old, you will want to make sure that they are prepared, that they have gone to confession and repented. You will get to know that from them.
Through questions we ask? Or?
Yeah, the questions that you ask.
So
if you...
They may answer all your questions, and like mind-wise, they have the listen. But then they ask if the listen really touched them
or not.
The fact that they paid attention, you may have experienced that, that you are teaching the lesson, and one kid is looking through the window, and the other kid is trying to kick his neighbor. The fact that they are paying attention, that's all what you need. The fact that they are paying attention, you know that they got the lesson. I know it's difficult, but it is the only sign that you will see immediately. Okay. Over a period of time, you will notice the kids' behavior change, especially if you get the home involved. I know it's difficult, but it's very important. You are with them for half an hour.
Have an hour in a week.
Yeah. So if you get the home involved with you, believe me, miracles happen. So you will notice their spiritual growth over time. But the immediate thing is the fact that they are paying attention to you.
Okay.
No, please, I'm afraid of you.
No, efficiency-wise, the maximum number of kids per class?
12.
We have 45
يعني الموتور بيعمل اكتر الكنيسه الجديده I think فيها 20 30 classes ربنا يبارك and you don't need 4 teachers for each class No, you can't handle it. No, you can't handle it. Okay, answer your question. We got to it.
Maria?
The most important thing that we will learn today is the answer to your question.
Okay.
And that's my final
point. So cute.
And remember that. Some of you may have heard it from me before many times. Prepare your Sunday school lesson. When do you prepare your Sunday school lesson? Prepare your Sunday school lesson Sunday night, not Sunday morning.
Prayers, the week before.
Okay.
Yeah.
You start preparing it on Sunday night. After you finish,
the last
well, like
yeah. You taught your lesson on Saturday. The reason I use Sunday night and Sunday morning because Sunday school used to be on Sunday. Yeah. And I have teachers who come reading the lesson as they drive to Sunday school. So that's why I say prepare it Sunday night, not Sunday morning. Okay, why? So you can benefit from the lesson yourself the whole week. You are going to practice it. You are going to read about the subject. You are going to read the story. You are going to think about what I want the kids to get out of it.
We used to do that in Egypt.
And then you practice it yourself for the whole week. This way, yourself benefit, your spiritual life grow, and believe me, the kids will get the message when they know that you, when they feel that you practiced what you gave them. And that is the only reason I teach Sunday school at this age. It forces me to learn. Okay. We have different stages of life. You have different responsibilities. You have little kids, you have your job, you have your house, or if some of you are still in school, you have exams and all of that. Those could easily take us away, easily. But the fact that you have a lesson to teach next Saturday, you have a time.
It forces you to learn.
Okay. It forces you to prepare. And in the meantime, you learn. So this is, it's one of the key benefits. There are other benefits. We can talk about it in much more detail. So let me quickly summarize, outline for the lesson. Identify your objective.
Choose a Bible reading.
Prepare a Bible reading, because I like the kids to always get the Bible. Prepare the story the way the kids will like it, or outline it, or write it, or whatever you like. Identify a Bible verse for them to remember and to memorize. Give them some practice and send them home with something to share with their parents, to work together with their parents. And the last thing is the set of questions. The set of questions are very important. First of all, it will give you a feedback that the kids got the message, and to get you prepared for questions. When we talk about God creating Adam and Eve, you know, the first question the kids will ask. Who created God?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know how to answer. Yeah, it's a question that will come up. Yeah, I'm not going to tell them that. Yeah. If we get them to love God and know how wonderful God is, and they feel God, they don't need an answer. None of you needs an answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Why? Because you feel Him, right? When you feel something, you don't need to ask the question. Yeah, I'm sorry it took me a little bit longer. I would have liked to go through an example, but we don't have the time. yeah, let me answer your question before I give you the assignment for next week.
هو في مرحب يعني كنا بنتكلم على أساس إن ربنا هو ربنا وبعدين بنتكلم على سيد المسيح هو ابنه. طب هو ابنه ولا هو ربنا؟
بس دي بقى ده موضوع صعب جدا. وهم عيال صغيرين. هم عيال صغيرين وانت بتدرس الدرس وبتحكي حكاية عن مثلا مثل الراعي الصالح حاجة للميلاد مثل الراعي الصالح فهتقولي ربنا كان قاعد مع الجموع وابتدى يحكي لهم حكاية مثل الراعي الصالح بعد شوية تقول لهم يسوع قال السيد المسيح قال العيال طوالي هيربطوا ان ربنا والمسيح شيء واحد خلاص مش هتدخل في دماغهم موضوع بقى الترينيتي بتتدرس على ثلاث مراحل لما عيال كبار في الهاي سكول او الكوليدج ويجو في اقبال الاباء ونشرح لهم معنى الثالوث المقدس وازاي ان هم three aspects لشخص واحد الاطفال اعلمهم الثالوث المقدس ازاي بنعلمها لهم بتعلمها لهم انت مش واخده بالك
مثل بتاع الشمس
نو العيال الصغيرين مش هيعرفوا حكايه المثل بتاع الشمس ده بتاع العيال المتوسطين بتعلمها لهم بمنتهى البساطة بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس اله واحد العيال حفظوها وعرفوا what it means وامنوا بيها that there's faith there
عن طريق رمش الصليب
بس بطريقة رمش الصليب علمناهم احنا الثالوث المقدس وحفظوها وامنوا بيها We'll never forget it. لما يكبروا بقى ونبتدي نشرح لهم الانكارنيشن الميلاد انا كنت عايز اخد المثل درس بتاع الميلاد لان بتدرسه كل سنه طب هنستفيد ايه لما ندرسه كل سنه It's different. مع العيال الصغيرين بنديهم بهجه الميلاد والفرح والملائكه اللي ظهروا للرعاه والهدايا لغاية ما نوصل للعيال الكبار ونبتدي نشرح لهم بقى التجسد معناه اللي هو الانكارنيشن what does it mean our assignment for next week كل واحد واحدة هو مفيش مدرسين أولاد anymore
بس هو أصلي في رحلة
فكل الشباب مسافر ممكن أكمل يعني في مواضيع كتيرة ليها علاقة بالدرس بس نفسي إن إحنا أنتوا تحضروا درس أي درس يعجبكم وتجيبوه متحضر جاهز وول ديسكاس إت هير كل واحد كده ياخد 5 or 7 minutes يدسكاس الدرس اللي هو حضره ونشوف
تربية عملية
نعم
تربية عملية
تربية عملية بص مش عارفة أقول
You will be surprised يعني هتستفيدوا من بعض يعني من الدسكشن هتستفيدوا من بعض How about that يعني Is it fair وهتحبوا إن أنا أدرس
Complete about the preparing the lesson.
نعم.
Complete the discussion.
ما نزلت لكم بكل حاجة.
يعني.
ده الموضوع ده بناخد فيه بتاع 3 أشهر.
Well, that's why I'm saying
بس
we need more. Yeah, we need more. Yeah, more and more.
Let's do the exercise next week وبعدين ربنا يرتب وباقي الموضوع التاني. I think you will believe me. You will benefit from. تبتدوا تحضرون النهاردة.
Saturday night.
Yes.
Get a great paper. bring it back.
Yes. Bring the paper.
Yeah, I'm not gonna write.
Yes, you have to write.
Notes.
You notice that those are the same Dina, subject I taught it several times.
Dina topic.
تحب one topic ولا تحب كل واحدة كل واحدة تختار topic بتاعها.
أنا واضح مين إن إحنا علشان يعني نعرف levels اللي ممكن topic الواحد يتحضر عليها.
ما هو level الفصل اللي بتدرسيه دلوقت.
Will not have the same curriculum.
Yeah. You probably بتدرسوا فصول مختلفة يعني هلاقي ال preschool مثلا وهلاقي high school مثلا
كلهم تقريبا elementary
fine so prepare the lesson for your age level
the same lesson the same one
the lesson that we have
if, pick up any lesson you want. If you want to prepare the lesson that you are going to teach, that's fine. If you want to prepare another lesson, that's fine. It would be a good exercise. And we will learn from our discussion. Okay? Is that fair?
Yeah, fair enough.
مش عارف into more comfortable بالعربي ولا بالإنجليزي, I'm مش عارف, or both.
احنا كده بوت بس في ناس تانيين يبقى لازم انجليزي
ايوه
عربي
prepare the
اداة تشالنج مثلا عندنا في
yeah it's a very challenging
يعني العيال مثلا اللي مش بيفهموا بالانجلش بيسكتوا خالص ده لما نيجي نسال ما يجاوبوش فنقول شويه بالعربي العيال التانيين يقعدوا يتريقوا انا ماسكه بتريق على كلمه اشعيه احنا قلنا ايزيا يعني اشعيه مسكوا ذا وورد اشعيه ايه يعني
العيال اللي اتولدوا هنا دول بيك
فالواحد وبعدين نفسيتك
احنا ابتدينا معاك بندرسك في العربي مش كده درس
انا بقول
ايزيا فبنت هي تسأل يعني ايه بالعربي مش بقول لا اشعيا العيال التانيين ايه ايش شوش مش عارف ايه بدأوا بقى الحاجة
دي هو العيال they pick up the language very quickly
but it takes time وفي الوقت ده بيكونوا بيتضايقوا لانه بيتأثروا والتانيين ما بيسكتوش
العيال اللي اتولدوا هنا العيال اللي اتولدوا هنا مش هيسكتوا
كده على كده عشان العيال اللي مصر بتقول ايه
السجاني برده كان
مش عربي هو بقى مثلا سنه او سنتين هنا يعني حتى كان مدام بتقول ان هو بقى سنتين هنا شويه برده مدرسة بس بتقول لي هو مصر طلع حاجات زي ما مش عارفه تتناول يعني حاجات بقى اللي هي ايه اسرار الكنيسه الحاجات اللي هي شويه وفي
واحد قالت لحد
يعني بتقول لي يعني لو شويه تقدر زي أصوات ليس هو برضو صورة كورس في حاجات برضو بسيطة لحد ما بس الأطراف التناول فبرضو كلمات دي هو مش ببقى أعرفها زي أصوات الكنيسة مثلا السبعة لما قلنا ذكرناهم
How about some of you not all يحضر الدرس عربي على إنجليزي
احنا بنعمل كده دايما
لا next week for next week let's discuss it it's not easy يعني I want one or two. أنت عايزة تحضري عربي خالص؟ أوكي.
هي تحضر. بس أنا ممكن يعني بس مش كتير. يعني أحاول بس مش كتير لكن
أنا دي مش كتير. حاولي تحضري الدرس عربي على إنجليزي. Yeah. ال يعني إحنا الجيل القديم اللي اتولدنا في مصر وجينا هنا ومكس عربي مع إنجليزي. إلا مع العيال عيالنا وعيال عيالي دول يسمعوا عربي بتبقى كارثة.
يوم عليهم يزوروا
يمشوا
تريقوا بتريقوا على العربي.
فحاولي عايز واحدة أو اثنين تحضر درس ميكست عربي على
الإنجليزي
وليتس ديسكاس إت.
هي
هي مش هي مش آه مش سهله.
لا مش سهله علينا، ما فيش مشكله. احنا بس من العيال بيتنس وبيبان على عينيهم ان هم قفشوا. يعني
احنا وي فيست البروبلم ذات وي فيست لما الكنيسه كانت جديده. يعني احنا انا جيت هنا ما كانش في كنائس خالص من حوالي 50 سنه. في الأول إحنا كنا بندرس بالعربي. ليه؟ لأن إحنا كنا شبان صغيرين عزرانين. كنا بندرس بالعربي ليه؟ لأن كان الأولاد اللي كم مع باباهم ومامتهم بيتكلموا عربي. فجي وقت بقى ابتدى الولد هنا ما يعرفوش عربي، وابتدوا العيال حتى اللي كانوا مولودين في مصر العربي بتاعهم ابتدى يضعف، ابتدوا البريفير الانجليزي. ف وي هاد تو سويتش ان احنا ندرس بالانجليزي. كانت مشكله مش مع الاطفال، كانت مشكله مع الاباء. ازاي
هم برضو دي نقطه. يعني انا مش عارفه الكنيسه المفروض تتصرف يعني تجاه ازاي، بس
هي
يعني للاسف اللي بيجي هنا الكبار اللي بيجوا هنا بيتلخموا طبعا ومعاهم حق في الحياه والحاجات دي وبينسوا الادوكيشن خالص. انا مش بتكلم على الانجليش بس، انا يعني في كيسز معينه. يعني في بنات واولاد بيوصلوا لمرحله ان هم بيبقوا قاعدين يكتبوا تكست وباباهم ومامتهم مش فاهمين هم بيكتبوا ايه. فالحاله دي يعني الولد صغير بيتضايق، لكن ليتر اون لما العيال بتكبر الجاب بتبقى رهيبه.
لا خصوصا لو في لانجويج جاب.
بالظبط، ما هي اللانجويج جاب بتعمل كلتشر جاب، بتعمل تربيه جاب، وبتعمل كل حاجه. فهم يعني احنا ونيد تو تيل البيرنتس ان هم لازم يهتموا بموضوع الاديوكيشن بتاع نفسهم شويه.
بيشتغل ازاي؟
على فكره
ما
بيروحوا شغل؟
لا كله بقى بيشتغل.